Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Tom, you brought the Small Business Index, the MetLife Chamber of Commerce Small Business Index. You want to tell us how to find it on your website?
Sure. It's uschamber.com/SB Index.
All right. So check it out, folks. It's worth reading. It's worth seeing. The graphs are easy. Even I can read them, so I know you can. And the language is plain. I can understand the language. So it's kind of your indicator. If I can understand it, you can. So check it out, folks. Hey, Tom, thanks again for the good work on this. You get around. You hit the road from time to time, and you get out on Main Street and meet real folks, and I appreciate that about what you're doing. Tell us about some of the small business owners you've met.
Well, thanks. MetLife, in addition to helping us survey 1,000 small businesses every quarter, they get us out on the road, and we're in Atlanta, Dallas, Minneapolis, D.C., and Phoenix, talking with small business owners just so we can put names and faces to some of this data that we're seeing with an all-time high of a 69.7 small business confidence in the United States. You know, one of those people who I met up near Minneapolis is this woman, Amy Brace. She just opened her second cupcake shop just outside of Minneapolis. And, you know, when you meet with someone like Amy, who has put everything on the line to open up her first cupcake shop, to hear that she's opening up a second location is really proof that these policies we're talking about mm-hmm. are working, and that Main Street confidence is really, really high right now.
Well, absolutely. And well, good for her. And only in America do you think about growing like that. I've spent time in Europe talking to small business owners and policymakers, Tom, about growth. And they don't think about growth over there like we do. You know why? Because if they fail, they're branded for life as a failure. They don't think about risk over there the way we think about risk. Over here, your young lady, cupcake maker, you know, she's taking risks. But she realizes that if she should happen to fail, she'll be redeemed in America. We'll redeem her and help her get set back up again to try it again. That's what we do here. Only in America, Tom.
I know. It is really one of the best parts of the free enterprise system, Jim, that we're able to advocate for. The ability to fail and then build yourself back up and try again.
Yep.
We see in the data that second and third time you're going to be more successful. But it's really folks like Amy Brace out near Minneapolis who put real faces, real names, real experiences to that information.
Right. Who else have you met?
Well, we actually had a great time down in Atlanta and met some really neat folks, including Brian Owen. He owns a company called Between Pixels. It's a digital firm. They're doing video. Even the Small Business Advocate is doing video these days. Not only have you got a great radio show, you've written how many hundreds of books, and you know that video is the next frontier.
It's Brian, a big deal. Yeah.
Brian is really a crusader in that field, doing some remarkable things. And then we have the Title Girl down in the Dallas area is a disruptor in car title, mm-hmm. trying to make the whole process easier for both consumers and businesses. And so her name is Chelsea, and she's doing a fantastic job and has shown us that disruptors aren't only the apps that you use on your iPhone, but they're in every industry that we deal with every day, and she is disrupting the auto title world in a very positive way and growing her business in the Dallas area.
That's what's exciting about nowadays is there's so many things are being disrupted by people who are not part of the, you know, the legacy industry. And this is exciting. It's also scary, but good for her. Hey, Tom, give us the website again, please.
Sure. So our main website is smallbusinessseries.com.
All right. That's for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business section. And Tom is leading that. Hey, Tom, appreciate you coming by today on Labor Day. Have a good one, and let's come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me as part of your brain trust.
Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off for this hour during Labor Day 2018, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.